You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
So our reading is taken from the Gospel according to the writer of Luke. Luke chapter 8 verse 4 to 16. When a great crowd gathered and people from the town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seeds, and as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into the good soil, and when it grew, it produced 100-fold. As he said this, he called out, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Then his disciples asked him what this parable meant, and he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to others I speak in parables, so that looking they may not perceive, and listening they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believed only for a while, and in a time of testing, fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patient endurance. No one, after lighting a lamp, hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. Sisters and brothers, the gospel for our salvation. So this is a very famous parable, a very, very famous parable, especially if you grew up in church or in a Christian family, whether Catholic or Protestant or evangelical. The parable of the sower is very famous, like the parable of the Good Samaritan or the parable of the prodigal son. So today is the first Sunday of Pride. What does this parable mean to us as LGBT people? How can this ancient parable of Jesus from the Gospel of Luke be related or relevant to us today? So Jesus in this Gospel of Luke says to us that the seeds were the word of God. Some of the seeds fell on the road where the birds took them, ate them, and some fell on the rocky soil where such seeds did not take root, hindi nag-ugat, did not take root, and having grown, having sprouted, eventually withered away, dried up, natuyot, kasi hindi nakapag-ugat. Some fell in a place where there are thorny bushes. The seeds sprouted and grew. However, the thorny bushes choked them. Sinakal, no? The thorns choked them. And they too died. Or some of them lived but did not grow to their full potential. And then some seeds fell on good soil where they sprouted, grew, and as what we heard, returned a hundredfold. No? Maraming ibinunga. Now, regardless of whatever human category we have, categories, labels, classification, such as race, nationality, skin color, language, culture, religion, saan ka ba kaanib, ano bang lahi mo, or where you were born. The thing is, as a human being, we in ourselves are already bearer of the good news. We are already bearers of the message of God. Our own selves are the living bearers of God's message. From the day that we were born into this world, it is in itself already good news. It is already at the birth, our birth is already a declaration of a fundamental truth of and about God. And what is that? Ano yun? Ano yung fundamental truth na yun? That we are created in the image and likeness of God. That's the very first truth. That is the very first fundamental message on the day that we were born. It was a declaration that this child is born, is created in the image and loving likeness of God. That is the very first gospel truth. Even if you are not Christian, even if you are, you know, wala ka pang alam sa mundo, hindi ka pa nagkakamuwang, ang unang-unang katotohanan na bitbit na natin from the day that we were born ay ito. Itong message na ito, itong gospel truth na ito, na ikaw at ako, you and I, are created and born into the image and likeness of God. Whether you are black, brown, yellow-skinned, black, brown, yellow-skinned, matangkad ka man, maliit ka man, matangos ang ilong mo, pango, blue-eyed, brown-eyed, black-eyed, black hair, blonde hair, brunette, no? Anuman ang iyong physical features, whether you are male, female, or intersex, or whatever, or transgender, or whatever is your sexuality or gender identity, no one can ever say that you are not in the divine image. You are in the divine image. Isa kang diva. Isa kang diva. You are divine. No, whether you are from the Chinese race, indigenous, Malay, Caucasian, whatever ethnicity, you are of the divine image. And palagi ko na itong sinabi na maraming beses sa mga sermons sa church that you are not just made of dust. No? The scripture speaks of us as having been made from the dust of the earth, from the ground of the earth, but more so. More than that, we are actually made of the dust of the stars. The dust of the stars. Stardust. Made of 1,000 suns. The stuff of galaxies. You are made from the every cell of your body, every fiber of your being, every mitochondria of your cells are made of the stuff of stars. You are divine. You are a diva. It is your birthright. It is the message, the first good news, that every child that is born into the world is of God. Is of God. The question is, where do we find ourselves or take ourselves with this gospel truth, this fundamental message? Now, In the parable, it says that some fell on the road, and the birds took and ate them, so that the message of God, the word of God, are taken away, and that they will not be saved. So says the gospel, according to Luke. As Filipino children, it is really that 9 out of 10 Filipino children will be born and will be raised in a Christian family. Out of that 9, 8 of which would be Roman Catholic. 1 or 2 would be from the Protestant evangelical tradition. And we will grow, no? We will grow into this Christian family, Sunday school or catechism or the Catholic school, and we are told of the great story of love, the love of God through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God made flesh. And yet, as we grow older, some of us find ourselves and realize ourselves to be different in our sexuality and gender identity. And because we have different feelings, different things happening to us as we are growing up as LGBT, we find ourselves at odds with the church or family or community that we are a part of. The same people who told us of God's love are the same ones, the very same ones who are like the birds, who will take away, who takes away from us the word of God, particularly the fundamental message that we are in the image of God, even as we are LGBT. That our feelings and our bodies are sinful, and unless our God-given bodies and sexualities are suppressed, we are doomed into hellfire. The various preachers and priests who spoke of love suddenly speaks of an angry, egotistical, murdering, torture-hungry God who will zap you anytime you commit the smallest sin. I don't know about you, but that kind of presentation of God seems like more of a presentation of the devil rather than God. Looks like much more of a devil than God. And so, because of such preachers, because of such church leaders and priests, and the entire church that condemns and contradicts the very truth that we were born as LGBT and that we are born of God, as Father Noel preached some Sundays ago in the AIDS Memorial, Candlelight Memorial, the church has taught us to hate ourselves and that we have no salvation, that we have no love, and that we cannot find this love and salvation and care from the very church that at an early age taught us about the love of God. The seeds of our basic truth, the truth from our birth, the good news, is taken away by these preachers and priests who act like the vultures and birds, who does not want us to be saved, who takes away the word of God from our lives. Then some seeds fell on rocky ground. It had some roots, it sprouted, medyo lumaki siya ng konti, but because it did not have deep roots, it did not root itself into the soil, not having enough nourishment and water, the seeds that grew a little eventually dried up, withered away, and died. Jesus says, explaining the parable, these were those who received the word of God, receiving it with joy, but later on abandoned it and went their own way. Therefore, the good news died in them. Growing up in a religious family or community, many LGBTs at a very young age find themselves serving with joy in their parishes or local churches as choir members, as ministry, as music ministry leaders, as altar servers, and many other ministries in church, fellowships, members of youth groups. I was a member of a youth group in St. Jude Parish in Pasig. Later on, because I also was part of the choir when I was in high school. And many LGBTs continue to serve in church. However, as we grow into maturity and as we realize more and more that our feelings, thoughts, our thoughts and feelings and things going on within us, our own bodies, are officially banned from the very church that we love. Therefore, we drift away. Some of us drift away, go away from church, from the fellowship. Worse, some of us are actually driven away by the very church that we love, by its leaders. A pastor or a youth leader or a ministry leader will reject or will say to one LGBT young person, you can no longer serve because you are living a life of sin. You can no longer serve unless you repent and you change your ways. Unless you deny yourself of an important component of your life, you cannot serve. You cannot be part of the church. And so, many faithful LGBTQ Christians, hurt and pained by the official stand and policy of the many churches that they are members of, loses the joy of service, loses the belonging of fellowship. Because of the rocks and the pebbles of countless canon laws, doctrines and dogmas, the true word of God, the first truth, the first fundamental truth that we are created in the image of God, which includes our sexuality and gender identity, suddenly dries up inside of us, dies inside of us. Our faith stagnates, and after some time, withers away. Then some seeds fell on a soil with thorny bushes. Oh, this is a different story. Iba naman to, no? Yung mga seeds that fell on thorny bushes. But pretty much the same beginning of having been exposed to a toxic Christian church with toxic theology that denies and rejects the body and the body's sexuality and gender identity. And yet, the experience is common in terms of LGBTs, especially me, tayong mga millennials, no? Born 1984, moving forward, we find ourselves to explore the full extent of our sexuality, the full extent of our gender identity. We look for people like us. We find that there is this so-called gay culture in Malate. No, noon, no, meron pang Malate. No, Malate was the gay hub. No? Or some lesbians, some of our lesbian sisters, punta naman sila sa May Leon Ginto, no? Sa Providence Tower, for the so-called lesbian area. So we go into this full exploration of our sexuality, and that's good. That's okay. That's part of our development. Feeling rejected and finding no love in the church, or in some cases by our own families and relatives, we relish with our newfound tribe. You know, we feel this belongingness, this excitement of this new so-called LGBT culture. We live and enjoy the so-called rainbow culture. And at some point, some of us levels up. Yung iba sa atin nagle-level up. Hindi na lang siya about going to bars, hooking up, aura dito, aura doon. Hindi na lang siya ganun. No? Some of us would level up and would become active to join and be active in the different LGBT organizations and advocacy groups. We also joined the Pride March with much joy and festivity. We volunteer. We give of ourselves, having found our tribe. But then again, suddenly, some of us will see and find ourselves in a culture of internalized oppression. Gays versus gays, lesbians versus lesbians, trans women versus other trans women, gay men versus lesbian women, bisexuals are invalidated. Hindi naman ito yung mga bisexuals eh. Mga gays lang yan na hindi matanggap ang kanilang sarili. No? May ganyang stigma among the bisexuals. Trans women are still stereotyped by its own community. Intersex people are made to be invisible. There is intolerance. We suddenly discover there is intolerance and misogyny even in the LGBT community. The LGBT culture remains to be white and masculine oriented, patriarchal. There is class differences and class stigma. Only the educated and the moneyed, yung may pera na LGBT, are privileged and preferred. Religious LGBTs are themselves looked at with oddity or treated as token or sometimes simply relegated to the sidelines because we don't talk about religion in our advocacy, in our advocacies. We also find ourselves simply defined as being gay or lesbian. No? In our LGBT community, in the advocacies, it is as if the only definition of who we are is being gay, lesbian, or bisexual, or transgender, or queer. We are defined solely by our sexuality, which is, of course, not the truth. No? We are so much more than our sexuality and gender identity. The entirety of who we are defined solely by our sexuality and gender identity. The very rainbow culture and advocacy becomes thorny bushes that chokes the good news in us as LGBT people created in the image of God. We are taught to hate ourselves. We then hate each other with microaggression. But hope springs eternal. The gospel also says, some seeds fell on good soil, on places, groups, and fellowships where we are always reminded of our basic and fundamental identity that we are divine. We are created in the image and likeness of God. That we are so much more than just our sexuality and gender identity. Some seeds fell in the good soil. Places, groups, and fellowships that remind us of a loving God whose loving image we were created from. Meron yan. May mga mangilan-ngilan yan. And of course, I would affirm and would believe to say that MCC is one of such places where the first gospel truth is proclaimed again and again. Certainly, there are other good souls out there other than MCC. Let us be reminded of what a good soil is. No? Tignan muna natin, ano ba itong good soil? A good soil is a dirty soil. Madumi ang lupa. It is just dirt. It is a moist and muddy soil that smells bad, mabaho. There's nothing fabulous at mabango sa lupa, sa putik. It is a soil so good and made good only because of the shit. No? The shit of cows, goats, and all sorts of animals. It is also a good soil that has been cultivated by hard work, by the sweat and blood of the farmer and the cow. Of course, in the Filipino context, no? Yung picture ng magsasaka at ng kaibigan niya, assistant niyang kalabaw. To cultivate the seeds that fell on good soil, the seeds which is the word of God, the message of faith, hope, and love. In this good soil, it means that we have to immerse ourselves into the dirt, into the grime, into the bad smell of what true advocacy and ministry means. And to cultivate this good soil to which this good message fell on, we also have to cultivate it, to cultivate what was planted. Like the farmer and the cow, we have to cultivate it. We cannot simply left it there. No? Ang pag nagtanim naman ng magsasaka, hindi naman niya iniiwan lang dun yung kanyang tinanim. Inaalagaan, kino-cultivate. The farmer cares for the planted seeds. Watered sufficiently, fertilize with more shit. No? Fertilize with more shit. Marami pang tae ang inilalagay. And with time, patience, and consistency, such seeds grow to produce much fruit or crops that will feed so many others who are hungry for God's love. You and I are created in the image and loving kindness of God. And that includes your sexuality and gender identity. It is an important component of who we are. But at the same time, we are so much more than just our sexuality and gender identity. We are more than just our sogi. We are a child of God. Shall we immerse ourselves in the good, smelly soil, dirty soil? Shall we patiently and consistently cultivate ourselves and the work of advocacy and ministry that serves others? Shall we make other good soils in other places so that others may grow in their fullness of who they are as a child of God? In the name of the queer sower, who is Jesus Christ, may we all do this and so much more with passion and love. I'll repeat that. In the name of the queer sower, who is Jesus Christ, may we do this, immerse ourselves in the soil, cultivate the word of God in that dirty soil, in that good soil, and do so much more in the name of the queer Christ, of the queer sower, for justice and peace in the world.